Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Yeah, well, that may be because he's in denial, but it may also be because he just looks good, feels good, even though he is a person of a certain age. And hello, 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 this is Adrian Berg. Same thing that I say every single week for the past 3 years. This is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. And we're talking about the truth about aging because there are a lot of untruths about there. And they could get you down. They could make you into what our next guest calls a couch potato. He's certainly not one of them. You know, we always bring the most interesting folks, the most inspiring folks, in many different ways, many different arenas. But today we have Ray Fournier. And he is a power lifter. Now, he wasn't always a power lifter. He didn't start that until he was in his 70s. And not only is he a power lifter, and you're going to find out exactly what that means in a minute, but he's a winner as a power lifter. He's a member of the Oneida Indian Nation. He was brought up on at the Oneida Indian Reservation in central New York State. He set 4 world records at the 2017 Amateur Athletic Union. North American powerlifting, weightlifting, feats of strength, strongman, and Maz Wrestling Championships. We're going to hear how he does it, and maybe, even though you don't become a powerlifter, and maybe you will, it'll get you off the couch, right? So, Ray, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Adrian. Glad to be here.
All right, so we have to unpack a couple of things here. I think people know what weightlifting is. They maybe do it even in the gym, but they're not quite sure. What is powerlifting?
Powerlifting is an event where we have 3 lifts that we compete in, the squat, the bench press, and the deadlift. And you get 3 attempts at each lift, and your best attempt is recorded, and, of course, that's how you competitively win the event.
Now let's just talk about how old are you now? We got if you'll tell, I'll tell.
Okay, I'm 74.
You're 74. I'll be 69 in September. So now we got that cleared. The 800-pound elephant in the room. But speaking about 800 pounds, how much have you lifted in pounds?
The total lift, the total that you get is from the combination of the squat, bench, and deadlift. And in the squat, I've done 318, and the bench, I've done 210, and in the deadlift, I've done 417.
Oh, my goodness.
So just over 900 pounds total.
Whoa. All right. So anybody who has maybe just lifted some weights and they're struggling with their 15 pounds there, or they've done some bench presses, my whole life I got up to 72 pounds, and they thought that was a miracle. So we're talking 400 pounds and change. All right. For us ordinary mortals, how did this happen? How did you go from you're a professor, right? And you went from being a professor to doing this. What was that transition about?
Well, it really wasn't a transition for me. Before I was a professor, I was involved in sports with coaching and what have you. I did teach in high school and middle school and was an administrator. And so and I was involved with sports when I was a kid. But one of the things that I wanted to do when I was in my late teens, early 20s, was I wanted to go to the Olympics as a weightlifter. But never happened. That you know the thing is, you go on with life and do what you have to do, and it didn't work out at that time. But here I am, and I never planned on being a weightlifter at 70 years old. There was no way that I planned on doing that. But what I did is I continued to stay in shape and work out on a regular basis. But when I retired, I retired early at 62, and the reason that I did that was I saw what happened to my mother and father when they retired. My father retired at 65, and he just came out with an illness, and he was sick for about a year and died at 66. He had a lot of plans for his retirement, but never materialized. My mother, on the other hand, she became a diabetic in her 40s, and by the time she retired, she really suffering some of the ill effects of having diabetes for that period of time. When she retired at 65, she lived until she was 72, and for most of that time, she suffered from the effects of diabetes. And hopefully I learned from that situation. I retired early at 62, and I committed myself to staying in shape and not having the same kinds of problems that my parents did. It was just tough to see them go through that, and I wanted to have something different for me and for my children. So
we're going to talk a little bit about what this does to your body and how you can protect yourself, too, because this is something that we can relate to, even if we just want to go to the gym. But what it sounds like to me is a really important pattern that is hardly ever brought up in regard to aging. And also, we never talk about it, even on this show. And it's a great line which says, "You're never too old to be who you could have been." And this is something you wanted to do. You wanted to compete in the Olympics when you were younger. And it never occurred to you that at age 70, it could happen to you, and now at age 74. Because you're never too old to be who you could have been, and now you are who you wanted to be. But it was motivated by something. It was motivated by seeing what decline can really look like. And sometimes you have to get jolted out of that. And we're, you know, as we're aging, the people listening to this show, even though aging starts at age 30, Ray, most people listening to this show are 50-plus, 60-plus, even more. And they think that's it. They think that there's no change that can happen in their life. And look at the major change of what did happen to you, but you were very motivated by it. However, I do have to ask this to be realistic. You did say that you were pretty good shape and that you were always a sports guy and even a mentor. Do you think people could actually pick up something as strenuous as this if they have been couch potatoes, or you really need to have had a life of some, at least, exercise and muscle tone?
Well, I think that people, you know, as they get into their 50s and 60s, and, you know, when you're supposedly over the hill, when you get to that point, if, you know, you haven't really been involved with exercise very much, I think it's a little more difficult for you to do that. But it can be done. There's no question about it. I retired at 62 and picked up powerlifting at 70 when I turned 70, and I started out at a certain point, and I've continued to move continually upward in my weight totals and what I've been doing. So, no, I don't think it's impossible to do that. I think it's very possible, but I think that for people that have not stayed in shape for a period of time, that it needs to be a slow process, and you need to be in contact with your doctor to make sure that you can do some of the things that are required. But I don't think it's impossible. I think it's very possible, and I think I'm proof of that, that you can do it. I've tried to stay in shape throughout my life, and I made that commitment when I retired that, and retiring early, I was going to commit myself to staying in shape. But, again, I did that for 7 years before I got into competitive weightlifting. So I think it's very possible. Yes, I think people can do that.
So, you know, what I'm hoping people will do with this segment of our show is think of it as a metaphor. It may not be powerlifting. For very few people listening, it's going to be that. It may very well be looking better. It may very well be being stronger. I know for me, the fact that I can lift weights is very important. Frankly, it makes me look better, feel better, stride better. It may be that when I started to walk, I couldn't do even 3 miles. And last week, with my walking group, we just did 34 miles in one day.
Wow.
Now, I didn't do 34.
Nice.
Yeah, but I did 27. Mm-hmm. 27 mm-hmm. miles is pretty good. Plus, a lot of it was uphill. But this is what I want to tell you. You have time to improve incrementally. Whether or not you want to write a memoir, whether you want to become a powerlifter, or you want to learn the piano, which you always dreamed about, you're simply never too old to be who you could have been. And that is something that nobody ever says. And here we have Ray Fournier, who's living proof. Now, when we come back, I'm going to ask him a couple of questions. One of them is, how does he protect his back? Very serious issue for most of us in many ways. And here's a guy who really has to literally watch his back. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we have a real poster boy for successful aging with us right now. His name is Ray Fournier, and he is a powerlifter. Now, he wasn't always a powerlifter. He's a professor over, I think it's Cornell. Am I right about that, Ray? Where you taught? Yep. And we're going to talk in a few minutes about the United Nations. Now, he was born and raised in the United Indian Nation. It's a federally recognized Indian nation in central New York. And we're going to see what that means and what it feels like to grow up that way. We all have our childhood stories, and he certainly has a unique one. But he has a second unique story, and that is that he is a powerlifter, didn't become a powerlifter until he was 70 years old, is now 74, and a champion for world records at the 2017 Amateur Athletic Union. And that includes powerlifting, weightlifting, feats of strength, strongman, and mass wrestling championships. So for us mere mortals, Ray, I ask this question. How do you protect your back? Seriously, your physical back, because this is very difficult on your body. And is there anything that people who are simply going to the gym can take? Because that happens, I will tell you, and everybody listening has experienced this. You go to the gym, you're doing okay, and then something happens. You pull a leg muscle, a back muscle, and your doctor tells you, because they think you're old, oh, you can't do any more, nothing for another month. By the time that month is over, you've gained 5 pounds, you've lost the momentum to go to the gym, and all your good work is gone. So if you can protect yourself and not have that happen in the first place, it's useful. So how do you do it? Because this is such a big part of your life.
Well, the back is important, and so are the knees, especially in powerlifting, because you're doing squats where you're taking and you're putting your butt almost onto the floor when you squat down. So The knees can take a tremendous amount of strain as well. But the same thing applies for both. If you're going to be doing deadlifting, squats, or bench press, form is very critical. You need to use proper form so that you don't put undue stress on certain parts of your back. Your back muscles are kind of small compared to the muscles that you want to use for instance for the deadlift and the squat. The muscles that you want to use are the glutes, which are the largest muscles in your body, your hamstrings and your quads, and also your core. Your cores are very important. So you want to keep the stress away from your back muscles and your vertebrae, so that if you can keep your back in a neutral position when you're going through the lift, that's going to be critical in terms of avoiding injury. The second thing is that you need a belt, and you need a belt that's going to protect especially your lower back, and also that breathing is very important when you do it. If you ever watch powerlifting, you'll see that powerlifters will always take a very deep breath before they do the lift. And the purpose of that is to get your core filled with air, so that you're holding your spine in a neutral position, and you're putting a force against that belt that's around your lower back. You're breathing with your stomach, actually breathing in with your stomach, the lower part of your body, and putting force against that belt so that it holds tight and prevents your spine from caving in when you're under heavy stress. So and with the back, it's the belt, it's the breathing, and it's the form that you use that protects your back from being injured. And
you're talking, Ray, I'm already feeling a pain in my back. It's like, if you can see me, guys, it's not TV, it's radio, but there's like a grimace on my face, and I'm trying to grip and lift, and already my back is hurting. but what I'm hearing is that this is part of a science, in the sense of self-protection. No falling. We talk about not falling, but here, back and knees are so important, and the careful understanding of what muscles we have. And, you know, get yourself a chart. Go to the computer and see the muscles that you're using. And if you go to a regular gym, you might end up with an issue, for example, like the machines. And they always give you a little picture on it. And in the picture, the muscles that you're going to be using when you're working with a weight machine is in red. And you should know what those muscles are and all about, because we ignore that. We sit down, and we're so happy that we took ourselves to the gym in the first place that we just simply go ahead and run into it. Also, we're very busy, so you want to do things quickly. And here we're talking to somebody who knows, because his entire future as a powerlifter is going to be based on his ability to continue to do that. So listen to what he is saying. You're breathing properly, understanding where the muscles are, taking deliberate motion, wearing a belt if you're planning to do any kind of lifting, whether it's competitive or not. These are important things. But, Ray, I don't want to miss this fascinating part of your life. The Oneida Indian Nation. Now, I'm from New York State, and I don't know what is Central New York and the life of the Oneida Indian Nation. I do know a great deal about it in the West. And, in fact, I've had the privilege in Alaska to be at an Olympics, and that was the Indigenous People Olympics. They didn't have powerlifting. They had different kinds of native games, and the first peoples of Canada were there and many others. So I understand the fascination of the culture. But what is it like to be just a regular kid growing up that way? Is there really any difference? Are you very isolated? Or, you know, it's just like I grew up in Brooklyn and you grew up in the Oneida Indian Nation.
First of all, the Oneida Indian Nation is a very small group of people from, in terms of tribal numbers, we're probably about 1,000 in New York State, and that may be high in terms of that, but for the most part, the Oneida Indian Nation was 32 acres, which was left of 6 million acres of land that the United occupied prior to the European exploration. So the territory shrunk considerably. We certainly did not have a very cohesive group in New York State at the time. It's better now because we've improved a lot of things in New York. But as a kid, you grew up really in communities of white people, non-native people, because there weren't a lot of native people around, and we were pretty much assimilated into the general population. So I went to school with when my family was the only Indian family in the.
You may think in the
oh, I'll do this, but I'm so fascinated by this. We'll take a little commercial break. We'll be back in just a moment. I will tell you about Oneida Nation. And it has its own website. You can gamble there. We'll be right back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate.
Don't you train yourself up.
For my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. So we are wrapping up with Ray Fournier, who is a powerlifter. He is 74 years old. He grew up and is a member of the Oneida Indian Nation. And I just want to tell you that the Oneida Indian Nation, as you may think in modern times, actually does run Turning Stone Resort Casino. It's beautiful. Yellow Brick Road Casino has chains of gas stations. They're doing whatever they can in a modern world to build up their economy. And it's certainly Ray is a flag bearer. I mean, he is somebody who I know they're very proud of. So I do want to give you one, if you're interested in any of these things and learning more about their incredible history, their Civil War history, their American independence history, take a look at OneidaIndianNation.com. That's O-N-E-I-D-A, IndianNation.com. So, Ray, to wrap up, in your childhood, you were, as you used the word assimilated, it's your word, because of the small number of people in your community and the small amount of land that they had left after, we'll say, the takeover. I guess there are all kinds of views and thoughts. But now, let's wrap up with what I think could be extremely inspirational. You're teaching the culture. You're living the culture, and you're also being a flag bearer, as I say, for powerlifting and doing what you want to do after the age of 70 and what you love. Do you think that there's been an influence from your family, not just the fact that they did do well when they were older, but the entire inspiration from your culture to be able to get out there and do something on your own? It's almost like being a stand-up comic. When you are a powerlifter, you're there by yourself. This is not a team sport in that sense. Is there something from your culture that inspired you to be able to do this?
Absolutely. There are. Growing up, it was a different experience than you're the normal kid in Central New York, and the Indian culture is. Really noted as being non-competitive, but in sports it's very competitive, and I think that my family, I know my brothers and sister were very competitive, and I think that that very much had an influence on what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be. But my major efforts were in the educational field, and then obviously turned to I was involved in sports, but turned to this powerlifting later in age.
So, as I said before, you're never too old to be who you could have been, and we're hearing that right now from somebody who is the poster boy for such a thing. And although it's sad, we have to say goodbye. We're going to speak to a guest who's going to help people, Ray, become more fit and be able to get through their own personal training, the walks that I talk about, so they stay hydrated and well. So we thank you so much, Ray, for being with us, and I just want to give everybody that website one more time. It's Oneida, and that is O-N-E-I-D-A, IndianNation.com. Good luck on the next meet, Ray.
Okay, and could I say one final word?
Sure.
I would like to say to anyone that's listening that we as human beings are made to move, where we got to keep moving in our lives. And whatever you do, it doesn't have to be powerlifting. It could be anything from taking a brisk walk to powerlifting, baseball, or whatever. But the important thing is to keep active in your older age.
Fantastic. And that is true. Just keep moving. Thank you so much, Ray. Now, this is unusual because I asked Ray to stay on for a moment. You'll have to hang up. I don't, because I'm going to speak to my next guest, and he is Dr. Eduardo Dolan. So you heard those wonderful words from Ray, but there are things that we have to talk about to take care of our body. And in my personal life, one of them is hydration. And you may think, oh, hydration, I'm going to sleep now. Let me tell you something. I have been in the hospital more than once from passing out because I was dehydrated. And that's a problem. For somebody like myself whose sport, let's say, is long-distance walking, sometimes in the heat. And I never understood what was going on. And there are actual things you can simply put in your water, they even taste good, that can save your life. So let's talk about that. Now, hopefully we have everything is working out well. Well, Dr. Eduardo, are you on?
I am.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, and thank you for your patience. So I want to get right into this because this has been a big thing in my life. I know that you have a solution for the problem, which I use. And I'll tell everybody what it is, and then we want to get into what this problem is. It's called Drip Drop, and it's really a very interesting thing. You can go on the web even while I'm talking. You can look at dripdrop.com. It's a very cute name. You can get it anywhere. You can get it in Walgreens or wherever you want. You throw it in your purse or your bag. I do not go out without it because it's a rehydration solution for electrolytes and some. It could be a sports drink like we were just talking about with Ray. It could be simply because you need a little bit of electrolytes so that you don't pass out in the heat while you're doing your thing. But I have never understood the importance of hydration. So, Doctor, could you just explain that to us, why this is such a serious thing if you let yourself get dehydrated?
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a very, very big theme in my practice as a family physician. And the reason hydration is so important is that each and every one of our cells is bathed in salt water. And maintaining that balance is critical not only to life, but also to optimal function. And when it goes askew due to oversweating, overworking, for whatever causes dehydration, we can get into trouble.
And this trouble, by the way, can cause you to pass out because it's happened to me. But what I've never also understood, I know Drip Drop has tried to solve this by having certain ingredients. It's not just salt, is it? Because it's been other things, too, potassiums and sugars and other things that you miss. And is it simply from sweating that this leaves your body?
Yeah, these are really good questions. And, you know, it's not just you who's passed out, but, you know, athletes can pass out on the football field. And I've had some of my senior patients pass out at home, and it can be a big deal in terms of breaking a wrist or breaking a femur. I remember when I was developing Drip Drop years ago, I saw President Bush pass out, and then, you know, Hillary Clinton passed out on the trail. So it's not just sweating, but maybe traveling, being up in a plane is very can be very dehydrating. So what's in Drip Drop is really, I would say, medical grade, clinical grade, professional grade levels, if you will, of these electrolytes, salt, potassium, magnesium. And they're so good when you get them in the right proportions that in most cases, a true oral rehydration solution, it outperforms an IV. But the key is getting enough of the electrolytes in the body with a little bit of sugar to power it.
So let's talk about that word enough. We have about a minute, and then we'll have plenty of time in our next segment. Can you take too much? Can you put too much in water? And if so, is there any side effects?
That's a great question. It comes up from time to time. And the answer is no. There's much more salt in chicken soup, for example, and much more sugar in you know, a scoop of ice cream. The beauty of Drip Drop is that it has just enough, but not too much of all these ingredients, which has actually been described for over 50 years. And the breakthrough with Drip Drop is that we've made it all taste good, because taste has been a very big barrier to getting patients to use medical grade levels of these electrolytes, medical-grade hydration solutions.
Yeah, I will also say the other breakthrough is portability. What what I use it for is that, you know, walking is my life. People know that my sports ability is very poor. I have lousy hand-eye coordination. You won't find me on the tennis court, but you will find me walking 20 and 30 miles in a day with groups that do this. And I couldn't. I absolutely could not do it without something like a drip drop. And I do carry it. It's very, very portable. So you can imagine that I want to travel light in what I do. And this absolutely takes no effect. It's only the water that actually weighs anything. This thing is a blessing. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about it. Because I also think probably dehydration of this diagnosis is a lot. And all you need is a little bit of power. So be right back.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, please go to our website. People have been asking about past shows because other folks have been telling them about it. Did you hear this doctor? Did you hear about this solution, this travel venue? We record all of our shows. And they are there archived on our website, which is generationboldradio.com. Now, today we've been devoting our show to kind of getting on with it. One, of course, we spoke to a powerlifter who's 74 years old and made a huge transition in his life. Now we're speaking with Dr. Eduardo Dolan, who is the founder, we'll say, and the developer of Drip Drop ORS. And if you don't know what ORS stands for, well, you know, that is an oral rehydration solution. And it's something that I take. Now, remember, folks, this is not an ad. I have no money in stake here. They don't pay to be on. I just think it's a great product. And it's part of my life. And I felt that in talking about exercise, I couldn't do that without also talking about the issues of poor hydration. So let's go back to you, Doctor. One of the things we were saying during our break was that the symptoms of dehydration are so severe that they're hard to diagnose. People get all kinds of crazy diagnoses. I did. I went from doctor to doctor until somebody just told me, hey, you need rehydration, and then this was so useful. But explain your journey and the symptoms you saw and why it was so important for you to develop this.
Sure. I'm happy to. It's really interesting, and I think you touch on some really important points, and that is that these symptoms are universal and at various levels and can, at any time, affect all of us. In my journey, I began to see that there's a huge difference between the consumer products, so the sports drinks, the coconut waters, all the stuff that's out there, and then an ORS. A true medical product used for rehydration for over 50 years. And I said to myself, everybody knows about IVs. All, you know, I got trained really, really well in using an IV. But then when I went out into the world and opened up my practice, I said, holy moly, it's really difficult to find, to rehydrate my patients because the sports drinks don't have enough electrolytes, they have way too much sugar, and if they have some electrolytes, they don't have enough magnesium or potassium. So it was a really confusing scenario. It was difficult for me as a doctor to tell my patient to go and get this simple solution. So what I found was the reason ORS is not used more often, why doctors aren't aware of it for their patients outside the hospital, is that it's just traditionally tasted really, really bad. I mean, it's very salty because the key to rehydration, is salt. IVs are loaded with salt. And so how do you pack enough salt, all right, the sodium with potassium and magnesium to truly rehydrate a patient, putting in a little bit of sugar. A little bit of sugar drives the system faster, so you rehydrate faster and give the body energy it needs to recover and make it taste good. That was the design challenge that I saw about 10 years ago. And out of that work came Drip Drop.
And I think people have to have an awareness. I have been on many walks where people tell me, and it's a group, so we're very protective of each other, they feel faint, and they don't know why. And they sit down, and they're about to keel over, and we are in the middle of nowhere half the time. We do a lot of our walks in other countries once a year. It could be Nepal, and you don't want to pass out in Nepal. And I give them a little bit of a rehydration, and it's like a new person. They just pop up, and they're in the front of the group. And that is how severe the issue is and how easy it is to fix. And people don't know that that's the case. And we did cover a little bit before that it's not even an opportunity to overdo it. You really can't overdo it, although I guess you can overdo anything. But your body wouldn't want so much water, so that would be fine, or so much rehydration. Now, you did mention to me, again, off air, that you had seen some tragedies when it came to kids. And I wanted you to talk about that and raise our consciousness a little bit about that, because we have grandchildren, and we don't think of it only as a problem in older age.
Yeah, I really want to touch on what motivated me. But I'd like to go back to what you said. You said so about overdoing it. And the interesting thing is, like, on my way to my office this morning, I see people just drinking water. And the big problem that I see is not so much the volume, the quantity of water, which you said earlier in the show is really heavy. It's actually the low sodium. So when we're drinking lots of water, these sports drinks that don't have enough salt, we're actually stressing our body. So one of the reasons you have this feeling of, wow, it's really magical, it's making me feel better almost instantly, is that you're increasing the levels of salt in your blood, so your body doesn't have to take it from the bones where salt is stored. So that fundamental understanding was key for me, which I didn't appreciate as a medical student till I began doing the research, is that our bones are essentially salt reservoirs. So when I was a medical student at the Mayo Clinic, I took a trip to volunteer in Guatemala. I found myself in the jungles and the mountains there, and the village had been stricken with cholera. Cholera is the single best way to get dehydrated, just massive amounts of fluid loss through diarrhea and electrolyte loss. And the difference between the mothers who used an ORS, an oral rehydration solution, who were able to get it into their little children, and the moms who weren't, they would use sports drinks or juices, was amazing. Basically, almost all the kids that were using sports drinks and juices died. And the moms who were using ORS, they lived. Yeah,
they lived. So it is a life and death issue, and I have felt that it was always. And I, unfortunately, we're always out of time. I wish we had a three-hour show, but we're speaking with Dr. Dolan. I want every one of you to think about Drip Drop. It's an easy thing to do. You can get it anywhere. And that will help you do what I'm going to tell you to do. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.